Hello and welcome to Chapter 5, Successful Planning and Management Tools. Previously, we were discussing about the project initiation, what are the tools and techniques that needs to be used for a project initiation. Now, today, let us see what exactly has to be done in case of project planning and the management. So, today's agenda or the chapter's agenda is management of significant elements of scope, schedule, resource and budget. How we are going to handle these particular items like scope and schedule, resource and budget we will be seeing. Project schedule planning, what are the tools and techniques required for schedule planning, resource planning and budget planning, communication tools and techniques, what needs to be taken care of by the project manager, and project risk management tools and techniques. So, at the core of each effective project management lies meticulous project planning, which necessitates the clear delineation of project scope. So, unless the project scope or unless the project planning is done properly, it will be difficult for a project to be successful. Devoid of a comprehensive project plan and a well-defined scope, the task of overseeing the regulating project activities becomes an arduous endeavor. So, without a proper project plan, it will be difficult for the project to succeed. And at the end of the entire project, it will be chaos and customer will not be accepting the project as a success. The assurance of accurate task execution and resource allocation, as well as the feasibility of project completion within the designated time frame, becomes uncertain. So, the project manager should ensure that the proper resource allocation is happening and tasks are getting properly allocated to the resources that are there. Comparable to a guiding roadmap, the project plan serves to steer the project team throughout their tasks. So, each and every place of each and every task is being handled by the project manager, and the proper project plan ensures that there is a roadmap for the project teams that are getting involved in the entire project. The process of crafting a project plan is an iterative one, often demanding multiple revisions until it attains a state of acceptance and approval. So, it is a repetitive change that will be happening in a project plan. It doesn't like in a single day you are going to complete the entire project plan, but it is an iterative thing and multiple discussions will be happening between the across the entire stakeholders. Again, with the project sponsor and project teams that are getting involved, business person also will be getting involved, project team will be getting involved for completing the project plan. During planning, a deliberate effort is made to mitigate risks, channeling greater risk mitigation efforts towards higher priority components while assuming relatively more risk for lower priority aspects. So, it will be like high priority things will be having greater risk mitigation efforts and the lower priority will be having a relatively lesser risk aspects will be there. So, if we see here, this is a triangle that exposes what exactly is the management of significant elements, how we are going to manage. If we see the entire thing is budget. Based on the budget, the scope is defined, schedule is defined and resources defined. So, this is a middle. Based on budget, all these things will be defined and project planning will be happening based on this particular thing. Management of significant elements of scope, schedule, resource and budget. Systems and tools play a crucial role in optimizing project benefits and success. So, during project planning, it will be defined on which are the systems that are going to be used, which are the tools that are going to be used for the project planning. Project scope encompasses deliverables and associated activities. It's closely connected with scheduled resource and budget planning. So, project scope is the primary thing which results in ensuring that the resource and budget planning are happening properly. These interconnections ensure that tasks are scheduled within budget constraints and assigned to responsible individuals or organizations. Moreover, project scope involves unique activities such as meeting preparation, reviews, supplier management and documentation. So, during the project scope, it will be ensuring that who are going to be the suppliers, how the meeting is going to be prepared, how many number of reviews are going to happen, what are the documentations that are going to handle, all these particular things will be happening based on the project scope which has been created. And again, budget constraints needs to be taken care of at the time of project scope creation. Relying solely on project scope during project planning can lead to underestimating required time, budget and resources. So, you should not focus only on the project scope and we have to consider what is the time that we are having in our hand, what is the budget and what are the resources we are going to bring in. Thus, project scope must extend beyond product boundary. So it is not only the product we have to consider, and we have to consider the project also, and what exactly are the constraints we are going to handle on the from the perspective of time, budget, and resources. Various tools aid in scope planning with suitability based on project complexity and uncertainty. These tools include traceability matrix, scope statement, deliverables, deployment, work breakdown structure, which we have already seen, WBS dictionary. So some of these tools we will be looking at this particular chapter. Traceability matrix. In the traceability matrix, what will happen is that the task, again, like previously we had discussed, tasks are the split of the entire project, and this task will be traced to the extent of the project closure. So from where exactly this particular tasks are getting involved, this will be traced on this particular thing, which will be happening in the traceability matrix. The traceability matrix is a valuable tool for complex projects. Specifically for complex projects, the traceability matrix is getting involved. It's a table that follows each requirement across sub-projects and throughout the project's life cycle to ensure their fulfillment. So what will happen is that each of the requirement will be having given a number, and this number is traced throughout the entire project plan, documents that are going to be there in this particular thing, which ensures that whatever has been created, required, and whatever has been developed, and whatever has been moved into production are handled properly. This matrix aids both in planning and tracking, ensuring requirements are met and analyzing progress. So progress is getting tracked based on these requirement numbers that has been given. The traceability matrix encompasses various requirement types like business goals, processes, logistics, regulations, and security. All these particular things are taken care in a traceability matrix. For sub-projects, interface control documents manage requirement interactions. So whenever a big project is being divided into sub-projects, again, this traceability should be ensured that the sub-projects are again getting traced back to the main project. So next comes the project scope statement. In a project scope statement, what will happen is that the document is outlining major deliverables and acceptance criteria. So each and every item will be, every task or every project is getting handled based on the scope and acceptance criteria. What is the purpose and what exactly is the reason why and how exactly it is going to be accepted. It also includes constraints and project exclusions, providing clarity for the team and stakeholders. So what will happen is that team will be always looking at the project scope, and it is a reminder of project goals and boundaries, helping prevent scope creep during reviews. So whenever there is a review that is going to happen, using the project scope, project manager can identify whether there is any scope creep is there, and it will be useful for the team to target on what exactly is the project that has to be developed. Next comes a deliverables deployment diagram. So in a bigger project, what will happen is that the entire thing is not going to happen in a single step. There will be multiple iterations that will happen, and multiple times the deliverables will be moving into production. So deliverables deployment diagram will help in ensuring that when a specific item is going to go into production or when it is going to go into UAT. This scope planning technique is effective for complex projects. It starts by identifying the project's main deliverable and then works on requirements and resources to achieve it. Particularly useful when project deliverables change, it involves breaking down the project into actionable tasks and creating detailed diagrams to deploy project components. Like we said, the project components, how the project components are going to be going ahead into production, who are the team is going to be involved for doing these particular activities, and how and when exactly it will be happening will be taken care in the deliverables deployment diagram. For instance, in a software project with different configurations, a deployment diagram is made for each. So each of the configurations, there will be different deployment diagram, which ensures that the team is aware of what exactly is going to happen, when exactly it is going to happen, and how exactly it is going to happen. This technique helps control the project and assess its status by decomposing major deliverables into subtasks and visualizing them in diagrams. Next comes the project schedule planning tools and techniques. So how exactly the project schedule is going to be planned, and what are the tools and techniques that are going to be used for doing this particular thing. Project schedule plays a vital role in project management, dictating when activities occur, their sequence and progress, and who is going to do these particular items. It's regularly reviewed due to project uncertainties and changes. So what will happen is that in a project schedule, it will be defined, entire project plan will define how exactly that activities are going to happen, when it is going to happen, which is going to come first, which is going to come second, and the progress is mapped based on the sequence that we have created. So this is regularly reviewed, because there is that in a project there will be multiple uncertainties and changes that will be happening. So it will be regularly reviewed and corrected based on what actually is scheduled that is happening in the current this thing, with the history being maintained. The schedule is a time-based plan representing the project's vision and serves as a basis for managing, monitoring, and control. So it is like a guide for the entire project manager, for the project manager, to ensure that the project is based on the scope and that there is no time creep that is happening. Time constraints in projects lead to the use of tools that ensure goals align with scope, schedule, resources, and budget. Like we said, time constraints is a major thing that has to be considered, and project scope ensures that it is happening properly and scheduling happens properly. These tools manage delays, reallocate resources, track progress, and assess project impact. So, example, the project manager identifies there is some delay that is happening, and it is not as per the project goal and schedule that has been defined. So, project manager can take a call and ensure that it is project is again back on track by reallocating resources or adding the resources as and when it is required, bringing in some experts whenever it is required. Several tools and techniques aid in displaying and analyzing project schedules. Techniques are chosen based on project goals and risks. Common tools include Gantt chart, like we already discussed, network diagrams, milestone chart, task list, and calendar review. So these particular tools ensure that the project manager is in a position to do a project scheduling and track the entire scheduling. Critical path method, critical chain analysis, PERT analysis, resource leveling analysis, schedule acceleration techniques are employed for schedule analysis. Milestone chart, which we are going to discuss, is milestone chart, which we are milestone chart is an effective tool for project managers to monitor project progress. So the based on the milestones which we have defined at the time of initiation and the project scheduling and scoping, project manager will be in a position to monitor where exactly the project is progressing, how exactly it is progressing, is it negative progressing or positive progress. So he will be in a position to identify what is exactly happening in the specific project. It is a visual representation on a timeline showing key project milestones. So like we said, it's a visual representation. These milestones serve as crucial reporting points to sponsors and senior management. So these milestones in a visual representation, project manager will be in the position to show it to the project sponsor and the senior manager to take their sign off for proceeding further. Especially in large complex projects with numerous tasks, milestones offer a conscious way to report progress. So in any steering committee, user will be in position to show the milestone target, milestone chart, and know how exactly it is progress is happening. Each milestone can guide sub-projects, aiding in planning and tracking. So a basic Excel template can serve as a milestone checklist for smaller projects. And no need of bigger tools or software for in case of smaller projects for doing a milestone chart. A milestone chart or checklist should be updated regularly and to ensure its accuracy. So basically what we are seeing here is a simple milestone project. So project milestone chart and from project definition, my project milestone chart, and here it will be defined based on the time and time of delivery. Project definition should happen here. In example, we are going to say project definition is going to happen in April. May, project planning should have completed. June and July, project execution should start and should proceed further. And project monitoring or the control start from August. By using a project milestone chart, user can identify and track this particular thing, milestone chart, with actuals that is happening in the project. Next comes a task list. Like we said, the entire project is again further split into sub-projects, and the sub-projects is again further split into multiple tasks based on the requirement. The task list is a particular practical tool for project managers to oversee team activities. So this task list will be assigned based on who individual members and the time of delivery. It's an action item inventory containing tasks assigned to individual members. In extensive projects, team members handle a subset of tasks that match their skills. So in a specific team, in a specific project, that will be multiple skill set of kind of people will be there, team members will be there. Say example, some developers will be there, developers, again, it will be multiple skills will be there, Python developers or JavaScript or Java based on the project or requirement. And then again, there will be some testing people who will be there. This task or business analyst will be there. This task, what we are discussing here, will be based on their skill set and the individual members. So each member can have multiple tasks assigned to them. This list aids team members in reviewing and comprehending their assigned tasks without sitting through numerous items. It's particularly effective for global projects with distributed teams, facilitating communication, scheduling, and tracking. So in a global project, the team will be split into distributed in multiple geographies, and these multiple geographies, by the task list, used teams can assign themselves or align themselves to what is happening in the entire project. Additionally, the tool fosters focus and accountability among individuals. So each ET member will be accountable on what exactly he is doing, and he will be in a position to responsibly understand what exactly has been assigned to him or her. So typically, this is what the task list will be showing. Here we have seen an example of person responsible, priority, project, and the due date. So this is how the task list looks like, and this is how the task is getting managed. So each task, the user, the specific person responsible should be in a position to understand, and based on the priority, he'll be working on this particular priority. And the based on the due date, he is going to work on this particular assignment and ensure that the entire task is getting completed. And project manager should be in a position to understand where exactly each of these tasks is available and focus and ensure that the person's responsibility is completing the task on time. The next comes is calendar review. By a calendar review, we mean that a calendar review of the project displays activities for specific days, weeks, or months. So ensuring that the project manager assign and focuses and targets to complete this particular entire activity of project based on the calendar days itself. It lists tasks for each day, offering a clear perspective of daily goals. This tool is valuable for staffing and resource allocation, commonly used when assigning resources daily from a resource pool such as testing personnel or operators. So like we were saying earlier, so based on the resource pool, this will be assigned, and by calendar view, the people can understand, the project manager can understand which resource is free, which resource is busy, and relatively free resource can be assigned based on this particular calendar view. Critical chain. The next tool that is getting used is critical chain. In the critical chain tool is employed when resource leveling impacts the project's end task, end date. So example, there is a specific critical task is happening, and project end date is timeline is getting project manager visualizes that project end date is going to be impacted. Then project manager will be in a position to assign the smaller projects or non-critical items to critical item resources can be assigned. It reorganizes tasks and offers straightforward tracking rules to accelerate the project and ease project management. First, the network diagram and critical path are created, and resource leveling is calculated. Then the most constrained resources is identified, and a chain of tasks requiring the resources determined. Again, the skill set comes into picture here. Resource will be in the project manager should be in a position to identify what exactly is the skill set that is required for the critical path and critical items. Then based on these particular things, the resources can be realigned. Task estimates are reviewed, and non-constrained resources take on tasks. This sequence of tasks called the critical chain aligns with the constrained resources availability. Other tasks are scheduled in parallel with the critical chain to ensure timely results for critical tasks. So non-critical resources will be having other tasks getting assigned from the critical chain to ensure there is a timely delivery that is happening. Next comes the resource leveling, in which we are seeing critical chain. Now resource leveling will be similar to what we are seeing in critical chain. Resource leveling is a project management technique that optimizes resources usage by managing competing assignments. Critical path resources are assigned then reassigned based on priorities, ensuring smooth project execution. Say example, there is a during the project execution, non-critical, there are always possibilities that critical becomes non-critical, non-critical becomes critical. Based on these particular changes, the resource leveling is happening between the in the project and proceeds, and it proceeds further. It prevents resource overload, burnout, and keeps the project on track. This approach ensures proper resource availability, efficient utilization, successful project completion. The technique smooths resource peaks and valleys, finding the best allocation of project resources. So project resources, again, the user will not be overloaded, and the specific resource will not be overloaded, and identifies a specific path. The project manager will be in a position to find out a path where the resource is also happy and the project execution is also happening on time. It adjusts the project schedule and is suitable for highly parallel projects. Float, representing the flexibility in task timing, is used to reposition tasks, avoiding simultaneous resource needs. So the resource reallocation happens based on this particular technique. Resource leveling begins by assigning resources to critical path tasks and then to non-critical tasks using float. If resource availability remains insufficient, tasks may be extended beyond their planned finish times. This could delay the project's end time. The only problem with the resource leveling is that if there is a insufficient resource availability, then the task may be extended beyond their planned finish time, so which will result in delay. Software aids resource leveling for large projects. So to nowadays, in the current technical world, we are having some multiple softwares that allow the project manager to ensure that the resource leveling happens properly. Factors like project constraints, estimated completion forecast, dependencies, and alignment with the constraints influence the choice between automated leveling and manual schedule adjustments. So these are the criteria, or these are the constraints by which the manual schedule adjustment and automated leveling schedule adjustments will happen properly. So there could be some cases where the automated leveling will go for a task, and in this case, manual schedule should happen. Next technique is schedule acceleration. In schedule acceleration, tools reduce project duration. So based on the experience and based on the tools that are available in the market today, the project manager can reassign and ensure that the schedule acceleration happens for specific schedules. So in the initial project initiation plan, we are having a plan and based on the schedule. So this again comes from the perspective of reusability of whatever has been developed. So based on this particular, schedules can be accelerated to ensure some schedules are getting reduced, the time is reduced for some of the things. But we have to ensure that the risk is taken care of properly. The deployment should consider updated risk management plans. Choice of tools depend on activity uniqueness and project risk sensitivity. So some of the varieties that are being used in the case of risk, in case of schedule acceleration or buffer management, where buffer management, what will happen is managers use conservative estimates with buffers for uncertainties. So always a project manager should have some buffer to ensure that the buffer is budget is handled properly. Otherwise, there will be a case where more cost is getting spent, the project is not getting closed. At the same time, having a more estimate for a budget buffer and more giving a more buffer on the budget will result a buffer on budget or time will ensure that will result in over buffering. Buffer management reduces activity buffers for aggressive estimates. Project level schedule reserve is maintained to balance potential late activities. Crashing. Resource constraint activities can be accelerated by adding resources. So whenever there is a resource constraints are happening, by crashing methodology, more resources can be added. Increases project cost. The problem here in the crashing is that increases project cost due to additional resources. So adding additional resources will result in more project cost that is going to spend. So next comes is fast tracking. By fast tracking, we will be activities start before predecessor completion. So parallel activities can start. Feasible when predecessor preliminary deliverables are stable. So this will be happening only when the predecessor, so multiple tasks are there, then this task is, this dependent on the predecessor's task. So only this particular fast tracking, schedule acceleration based on fast tracking will possible only when the preliminary deliverables are stable. if there is a preliminary delivery is not stable or it is dependent on a supplier's proper delivery, then this will not be in the position, we project manager will not be in position to do a fast tracking. Split to phase divides project scope into phases based on separate objectives, focuses resources on objectives, may lead to delays and increased cost. So the problem in split to phase is that it will result in increased cost or it will result in more delays. Methods can be used individually or in combination. All these methods, whatever discussed, can be individually can be used or a combination of all these particular items can be done. Risk assessment must include associated risks of using this particular techniques. So risk assessment should be happening to whether this techniques can be used or not. Next comes the project resource planning, which is very important because for a project manager, he or she should ensure that the resource is planned properly throughout the entire cycle of the project. For example, in the initial days, you will be requiring more business analysts and more developers, and during the development phase is completed, you will be having more testers and less developers. And when the project is getting moved to the production, you will be having more support resources and less developers and less testers. The project resource plan explains how different resources will be used for project activities. It's like a plan for people and their work in the project. This plan involves figuring out who will do what and when, how, so the project can move ahead. Resource planning is linked to scheduling and scope planning because the people and their work need to fit within the project's schedule and scope. So project resources will be handled, will be closely related to scheduling and scoping. Some organizations have specific tools to help with resource planning. Some specific tools can be used for resource planning. Softwares are also available for doing this resource planning. These tools make sure that the right people are assigned to the right tasks. Some tools include team lists, responsibility matrix, and staffing management plan, which help manage the human resources in the project. Team list. The next step is a team list, where the team list is basic but important tool in project management. So in the team list, we'll be having a specificities of the skill set of the people, person, as well as what exactly is his role in the entire project and how exactly, when exactly is the starting time and end time of the specific person or team. It is like a list of all the people in the project team and how to contact them. This list makes sure that everyone needed for the project is there and can be reached easily. It helps keep the work going and the project on track, and it is useful for teams to work together and get in touch with each other. This is specifically used for in case there is a more country-based project and multi-country people or multi-geographical people are working on a single project. Next comes the responsibility matrix, where responsibility of each of the team member is defined, and including accounting metrics like what we had defined earlier, RACA, or the RACA, RA is taken care of here, or roles and responsibility matrix. It's like a table that helps project team members understand their roles in different phases. The tasks are listed on the side and team members' roles are listed on the other side with the start date and the end date of the individual team member. It ensures tasks are done right and shows each person's role. This matrix helps the team understand who is responsible for what and ensures everyone knows their job. It is a way to communicate tasks based on people's skills and abilities. Next comes a staffing management plan, where human resources will be closely involved here. The staffing management plan is like a spreadsheet that shows how human resources will be used in a complex project with many sub-projects. In big projects, work is split into smaller projects, and this plan tells where each project will work, like 40% in sub-project A, 35% in the sub-project B, and 20% in sub-project C. Again, this will be used when there is a resource limitation, and the same resource is going to be used in multiple projects, multiple sub-projects. It's handy when key resources work on different sub-projects. The plan needs to match the sub-project schedules, so resources work at the right time. Again, the project schedule is matched with the specific resources plan. This helps the program manager know when your resources can be moved to some other sub-projects. Again, start date, end date of each task is being taken considered by project program manager and ensures that the resources are getting moved to the sub-projects based on the plan which we are having here. Next comes the project budget planning, very important one. The project budget plan is like a detailed explanation of how much money and how this particular money is getting used. The project will use and how it affects the organization financial records and how this particular project budget is getting used for income generation. It's connected to resource schedule and scope planning because it needs to be fit with the available resources, time and budget. So all these particular items go hand in hand. The project budget is like a plan for using resource in project tasks. It can look like a table with tasks in rows and time periods in column. And each and every budget is handled based on the resources we are available and resources that are going to be utilized. Each column's total is added up, showing the overall cost up to that specific time. So what, and again, this is getting monitored or tracked with the actuals that are happening in the entire project. This budget info is put into company's financial system and project tracking tools. Templates and graphs help the team make and share the budget plan. Next comes the project appropriations request. This comes when the project is going to, at the end of the entire project, the project is going to have an asset in hand. Be it a building that is going to be built or plant and machinery that is going to be deployed in a specific project, or you are going to have a software that is going to be, again, it is an asset that is going to be created. In some projects, an investment is made that becomes an asset on the balance sheet. Changes in this asset like depreciation or appreciation affect the balance sheet, earnings statement and taxes. Again, when we are going to speak about additions, it is like when the project is going to be a multi-year project, each year getting some asset is going to be added, or each sub-project is going to be an asset that is going to be added. This is going to be affecting in the balance sheet, and accordingly, depreciation will happen for a specific project that is going to be added. The project team shares investment details using the project appropriations request to the finance team for them to take care of the balance sheet or the profit and loss. It includes things like asset info, cost, and when it will be used. This request also shows how the assets benefit the organization, calculates returns, and includes details about depreciation and the asset's value over time. Project management estimating tools and techniques. Estimating project activities is tricky for project managers because each project is different and many activities have uncertainties. So when you are going to speak about a bigger project, there will be multiple uncertainties. Because there are, it has a lot of criteria that it has to be completed, including regulatory items. So this particular project management's estimation ensures that all these particular things are handled and getting tracked. When one part of the estimate is uncertain, it affects other parts too. So it is a cycle, it is a chain which is going to have an impact across the entire project. Even if there is uncertainty about available resources, it makes the time or hours needed uncertain as well. So, example, if there is an uncertainty on the resource, time or hours also will be impacted, and which results in the project schedule going for a toss. Next comes the expert judgment estimation, in which case the project manager will be consulting with experts and having a specific getting their responses back on their project. Expert judgment estimation is a simple technique where an expert gives an estimate based on their understanding of the project. This will be anonymous and it is a quick and accurate if the expert is knowledgeable. So this should be happening basically with a knowledgeable expert on the specific area of the industry as well as the project. But sometimes experts are not available. In case if experts are not available or experts are having their own perspective on the entire project, this will result in not having a solid, their estimates may go for a toss and estimates may go wrong. Their estimate might lack a solid reason because of these particular reasons. Still, many project managers use this tool because expert advice is valuable. It can be a simple report or a detailed estimate using advanced software for complex projects. So complex projects, specifically for complex projects, the expert advice is required for them to proceed further, and they use multiple software applications for this particular getting an expert advice. bottom up analysis. The next major thing that will be that can be used by the project managers is the bottom up analysis. So what will happen in this particular case is the entire project is split into multiple parts, like we had defined in the task, and this each of every item will be having its own schedule. And through a bottom up analysis, the project manager will check out how much time it is going to take from today to reach the destination of the entire project closure and where we are today. Bottom-up analysis is a method where the project team breaks down the work into tiny activities. Smaller activities mean easier and more accurate estimates. These small estimates add up to subgroups, giving the total project estimate. This approach is precise as work is understood well in detail. So this will ensure the project manager will be in position to find out where exactly the entire project is lacking. However, it can be time consuming and difficult for complex tasks, and more important, the project manager should be aware of what are the different tasks and how exactly is complex for each of how exactly each project, each task is complex. And identifying this particular task as complex or simple will be difficult. Next comes the project simulation, where the entire project is simulated based on what exactly is the output and what exactly is the outcome of the entire project. Project simulation is a method to blend uncertainty for predicting project results. It involves modeling the project activity connections and uncertainty levels in project management software. So project management software can be used for doing this particular thing, and modeling of the project is happening here in this case, which includes the integrations that are going to happen in the entire system. Throughout simulation, different possible results are generated based on variable inputs. So again, there is a major thing called simulation testing, in which case user will be in a position to identify what exactly is happening each in the entire project. The aim is to reduce project risk by selecting the optimal plan through analyzing various outcomes. So the entire outcomes will be analyzed and optimally planned, and rescheduling may happening based on the project simulation.